Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are going to open our program tonight with some college football talk. In fact, we're going to focus this week on the Notre Dame. How about the Fighting Irish? They are coming off a very disappointing loss last weekend against North Carolina State, and they have struggled mightily this season. And unfortunately for them, you know what? The schedule's not going to get any easier. They host Stanford, the Cardinal, at home on Saturday night with a 6:30 kickoff. And we're delighted to welcome in former Notre Dame standout, national champion for the Fighting Irish. That, of course, is the great Frank Pomerico. Good evening, Frank.
It's great to be with you today. It's an exciting season so far, even though for us, you're not doing great. But it's always great when I'm watching football, so I'm excited to talk to you today.
Okay, so before we look ahead to the game on Saturday, here we are. The Irish are six games into the season. Frank, why has this team fallen apart? I mean, things, obviously, they're not looking so bright.
Well, you know, I think it started before the season started, when they had a situation where five young men got in trouble off campus, and one was suspended from the team indefinitely. And he was a starter last year, but he's had a history of being in trouble, let's say, or breaking rules, team rules. And he was sent home last year for the Fiesta Bowl, and he was also suspended for the Stanford game in 2014. So with that kind of history, I think it was good that he was no longer on the team. Bad for him, because I think being around Notre Dame and the Notre Dame players and coaching staff only would have helped him. But he has to get his life together and figure out what he's going to do, because right now he's lost a great opportunity to be successful at Notre Dame. Starting the season on a downward spiral, and then, of course, losing a very close game to Texas, and then losing a tough game to Duke as well. So with that, you're really, if you win those two games, now you're 4-2, and the whole season looks absolutely different. And then last weekend, losing to North Carolina State, by 7 points, it was very frustrating watching that game. Of course, it was bad weather for both teams. But I think in watching the Irish, they passed the ball an awful lot, and everybody was thinking about, you have these 300-pound offensive linemen that are very good and talented. Why not run the ball? So I think Coach Kelly is getting some question marks here on what's going on. And quite frankly, the whole Notre Dame nation is really wants to know what's going on. And I think he needs to really corral the troops and get on a winning way, especially this weekend against Stanford.
Notre Dame great Frank Pomerico is back with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is providing some answers about his Fighting Irish. And so I have to wonder, I mean, what is your belief in terms of, can the Irish, can they salvage this disappointing season? And what's the biggest issue that they have got to address immediately?
Well, I think immediately they have to really shore up the defense. You know, they fired defensive coordinator Van Gorder, and they hired a fellow that was really on the staff but not in a coaching capacity. And I think he has brought in some fresh ideas and fresh enthusiasm, which is great, but I think they still suffer from some of the lack of enthusiasm going on through the year. And, you know, sometimes, Alyssa, I think what happens is they are solely highly touted from high school into the college scene.
Mm-hmm.
Five-star guy kind of thinks that, hey, you know, things are just going to happen. I don't really have to work that hard. Well, let me tell you, if you're a five-star guy and you're not trying, a two-star guy that's playing his butt off is going to knock you on your tail. And I know as an athlete yourself, you can remember when, you know, there's underdogs that are playing against you, or you're the underdog playing against great players. If you work hard, good things are going to happen. And I think that's what the Irish have to do. They have to recognize that they have an opportunity and a responsibility to perform. And once they understand that and they get enthusiastic about it and they reach for the stars, they can save this season.
You know, Frank, you bring up a great point because head coach Brian Kelly, he talked a lot about the Irish in terms of even late in the game, their execution. They have got to focus on finishing stronger and having that sustained concentration. That's just effort.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's what you find with most champions. You find that hunger to be successful. You find that hunger to put out the other team's light so that they are no longer in a competitive situation with you to the very end of the game. You know, Coach Parsegian always used to tell us, you know, we're never going to lose the game. The time may run out, but we're not going to lose the game. And that's the attitude you have to have, is that every play you're hoping something big is going to happen. He also used to tell us, never give up hope. Keep working hard and good things will happen. I mean, even if you lose a game, but if you're given everything you've got, you know, there is a sense of satisfaction and there's a sense of being content and with what you've done. And I think as a team, they need to go out and play as hard as they possibly can. That's where I see a little bit of the lack of enthusiasm. Although, I know that this as well, you know, Alabama has five-star kids too. But the difference there is their coach is on them all the time. And he's on them in a way that they are performing. And I think that's the magic that Coach Kelly has to find.
So let's talk some more about head coach Brian Kelly. Is his seat hot? I mean, how are Irish fans and the alumni, the boosters, are they willing to be patient through this whole process and this disappointing season?
Well, I tell you, I am, Brian Kelly is a very personable man, and he's somebody that when you're talking to him, you feel engaged with him, and he's somebody that makes you feel good about being around him. So as a recruiter, that's great. Talking to alumni, that's great. I see in the Notre Dame blogs on ND Nation, they have a lot of criticism of him always kind of saying, it's not my fault, it's other people's fault that this is happening. You know, it's the players, it's not me. We're trying the best we can. So I think in some ways, when you read some of that stuff, you know, you don't know really what to believe. I think you only have to deal with how you've been treated by this person and what you see by this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people that know Brian pretty well, and they say he's a heck of a guy. Now, is he on the hot seat? I think he is. And don't forget, though, last year he took the team to Fiesta Bowl. And 3 years before that, they were in a national championship game. So Brian Kelly really hasn't done that bad. I think when you look at the grand scope of the whole program, he has done pretty good. And he is somebody that's going out there recruiting day and night all the time, selling his program. So I'd say that for the Notre Dame fans, he's probably on the hot seat. For the Notre Dame administration, I think that they feel that this may be a bump in the road. And once we get past a few of these games, we're going to be able to start building again. And quite frankly, as a Notre Dame fan, that's what I hope happens as well.
Yeah, so we'll just have to wait and see if they pull the plug after one bad season, even if the Irish were perhaps, if they were to miss a bowl game, perhaps they can get that bounce back. But I have to wonder, being 2-4 right now at this point in the season, Notre Dame program, a lot of tradition, a lot of pride. As a former player, what are some of the emotions that you're experiencing right now?
Well, I think you look at the team and you say to yourself, you know, these guys are playing at a great school that has enormous tradition. And one of the things that Errol Parsegian used to always tell us is this. Those guys that played in the 40s and the 60s, now you guys are in the 70s, they all have a great tradition, but none of those guys are going to make any tackles for you. They're not going to score any touchdowns, throw any passes, or make any blocks. You have to add to the tradition of Notre Dame football, of excellence that we've had here over the years. And it's that hunger that you have inside to be successful that's going to be able to add to the tradition. If you don't have that hunger, it's not going to happen. So I'm kind of hoping, and I've met some of these kids down there, and they, Alyssa, they are huge kids.
Yeah,
the guy that played left.
Yeah.
At this week, his name is Quentin Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'6", about 325 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's a bruiser. I mean, he's a good player. So when I told him that I played at Notre Dame, he said, "Do you play a linebacker or a defensive back?" I said, "I was an offensive guard, and I actually wore number 56 just like you did." He says, "Oh, wow, that's something." I says, "It really is." I mean, he was like an eclipse. He he can knock out the sun for you. He's so big. But a beautiful young man, and I think he's going to go on and have a great career.
Hey, well, it's not going to get any easier for the Fighting Irish. Of course, they got the big game on Saturday against Stanford, 6:30 kickoff. You look at the schedule, Miami, Navy, and USC. It's always a pleasure to have with us Notre Dame great Frank Pomerico right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. Thank you so much, Frank.
Oh, it was a pleasure to listen.
You bet. Great way to kick off the program. Stick around because Mark Craig's going to be with us, author and sports writer with the Minneapolis Star Tribune, to talk about his brand new book. And how about the Vikings? They are 5-0. You don't want to miss it.